Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 2, 1805. Another bad rapid. Having portaged a bad rapid they called the Great Chute yesterday, the Corps are unaware and surprised by another rapid today. Clark describes it.
Examine the rapid below us more particularly. The danger appearing too great to hazard our canoes loaded, dispatched all the men who could not swim with loads to the end of the portage below. I also walked to the end of the portage with the carriers, where I delayed until every articles was brought over and canoes arrived safe. Here we breakfast and took a meridian altitude, 59 degrees, 45 minutes, and 45 seconds. About the time we were setting out, 7 squaws came over loaded with dried fish and bear grass, neatly bundled up. Soon after, 4 Indian men came down over the rapid in a large canoe. At 17 miles, passed a rock near the middle of the river, about 100 feet high and 89 feet diameter. Proceeded on down a smooth, gentle stream of about 2 miles wide, in which the tide has its effect as high as the Beacon Rock or the last rapids at Strawberry Island. The ebb tide rose here about 9 inches. The flood tide must rise here much higher. We made 29 miles today from the Great Chute. Captain William Clark, November 2, 1805.
The high rock Clark mentioned today is now called Seal Rock. Most of the black rocks in this area are of the Miocene Age Columbia River basalt group. The Corps encamped under a high projecting rock on the larboard side where the mountains leave the river. This was probably present-day Crown Point, Multnomah County, a scenic point which overlooks the Columbia Gorge. Tomorrow, fog detains progress.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.